I apologize. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Baker School Board meeting agenda, Thursday, March 6, 2025, 6 p.m. at the school board office. Meeting commencement. I will now call to order. If there's a member of the public who would like a public comment, make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito, who is seated to my right. A comment card, I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Once you submit your comment card to Ms. Dito, write the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Roll call. Ms. Perkins?
Here.
Ms. Proffitt?
Here.
Ms. Burgess?
Present.
Ms. Joseph?
Here.
And Ms. Butler? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We will have silent meditation. I will ask Ms. Burgess. And for Pledge of Allegiance, I will ask Ms. Joseph. Can we all stand?
Bow your heads with me. Dear Father, we thank you so much for this day, and thank you for this moment. Father, you know all things, and we pray that you would usher in a sense of peace in our hearts and in our minds. Pray that this board will make the very, very best decisions for the City of Baker School District, and I pray that your presence would be here with us from beginning to end. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Right hand over. Flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, visitors. We will now have no recognitions.
Are you here for recognition?
FBLA, you say?
Are you aware of that? Which high school or middle school?
Middle school. Okay, we have recognitions from Baker Middle. Yep. FBLA. Can you come up front, please?
I don't know about it.
Do you have?
Did Mr. Smith ask you to come? And what was the recognition?
Let her talk. She can go to the microphone.
What's your name, baby? Mr. Smith asked her to come.
Just
she wanted to be noticed.
Tell them what FBLA, where did you go and what did FBLA do?
And your name first.
Hi, I'm Emma Peeboy, and I went to Lafayette to compete for FBLA. And I did the mission and pledge. So I memorized the mission and pledge, and I said what FBLA meant to me, and I won first place.
Oh.
So FBLA just held their convention, I think it was it 2 weeks ago? It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? In Lafayette. And so there were students from all over the state that attended the FBLA conference in Lafayette. Do you know how many students were there? About how many? And it was the whole state. It was the state conference.
Yes.
So thousands of students from all over the state, and then she had received first for the pledge and the motto. So congratulations.
What is your name again, sweetie?
Emma.
Would you
What's
see
last name?
Would you see Miss Dita over there in the blue shirt and give her your information so that she can craft something very special for you?
Okay, now we have approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding the agenda? Are there any comments from the board members regarding the agenda? May I get a motion from the for the approval of the agenda?
I give a motion to for the approval of the agenda.
May I get a second?
A second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Burgess for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for approval of the agenda. Action items. The public may comment on action items. A limited 2 minutes per individual. If you have your card. Consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meetings of February 6th and February 12th, 2025. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding the approval of minutes from the meetings of February 6th and February 12th, 2025? Are there any comments from members of the board? May I get a motion for approval of the minutes from the school board meetings of February 6th and February 12th, 2025?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion to approve minutes from the school board meetings of February 6th and February 12th, 2025.
May I get a second?
I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
And Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of February 6th and February 12th, 2025. We have consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending January 31st, 2025. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending January 31st, 2025? Are there any comments from the board members? Okay. Ms. Sidney?
Madam President, members of the board, Madam Vice President, Superintendent Stroll, and everyone in this assembly, in your package you have the financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending January 31st, 2025. Total revenues year to date as of January 31st, 2025. $7,332,435.74. Total instructional expenditures, $2,480,161.77. Total support services expenditures, $3,455,835.63. which gives a total of expenditures of $5,935,987.40, leaving the change in fund balance of $1,396,438.34. Special revenue funds, as of January 31st, 2025, year-to-date revenues, $4,808,068.30. Year-to-date expenditures, $5,231,678.49. We have receivables as of February 28th, 2025, of $336,081.96. That concludes my financial report for period ending January 31st, 2025. Are there any questions?
I have a question in reference to, I know this issue has come up before. Do we have, for the special ed classes, are there cameras in
yes,
all
ma'am.
Those classes?
Yes,
there
ma'am.
Are cameras.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
The Energy Solutions report, is that included in your?
Energy Solutions report?
Are you talking about You're talking about this report that's in the packet?
No,
yeah, that's separate.
That's separate?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's not included in your...
No. Correct.
Anyone else have anything to say?
The information okay. in the packet that we were given, we have an agreement, I guess, we're getting ready to enter into for Mr. Parker. Is that included in her report?
No, none of those are included because they're outside of the budget that the board adopted, so the board would consider those as separate items.
May I get a motion for acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending January 1st, 2025?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending January
31, 2025. Board will now vote. Ms. Perkins? I'm sorry. Second?
I second it.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Profit for acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending January 31st, 2025. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Profit?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending January 31st, 2025. Consideration and approval of energy savings project in conjunction with energy and corporate solutions.
So I think we have a representative here, yes. So I'm going to let him introduce himself. But we actually reached out to Entergy and Corporate Solutions and asked them to kind of do an audit of our facilities at 5903 and 5905 and see if there was any energy savings actions that we could take at those buildings. So I'm going to go ahead and let him present his report to you.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Schroeder. And we did have a presentation. I don't know if y'all had that. You can pull it up. If not, I'll go through it. So I'm Dylan Teal with Corporate Mechanical Solutions. We provide air conditioning controls. And so Mr. Schroeder brought us in to look into upgrading the building automation systems at Baker Heights and at Park Ridge. So what we've done, and that's the calculator, there's a PDF for us, PowerPoint.
This one.
Know it better. But what we've got at these two schools is an old, failing, antiquated system for their air conditioning. And so what that causes is the maintenance staff, you have to be reactive to any issues such as hot classrooms that, some of these devices that I've mentioned were failing on these systems, can't control anymore. So that'll be kind of like similar to having your gas needle broken in your car. Is you don't know when the gas is going to run out. You might put some today and you might put some tomorrow, but then eventually, you know, you're going to forget to put it that morning, and you're going to have an issue such as a bad classroom that's maybe hot or cold depending on the season, and your air conditioning is not working like you want it to. So then the maintenance staff is reacting. And so that's just some of the issues that come with the old and failing automation systems. So and I personally got up in the attic and, we looked at the proposal for building the proposal for these two schools, and utilizing the Entergy Solutions program. Entergy offers cash incentives to Entergy Electric customers to do energy efficiency projects such as this one that we're proposing. And so we turned in the full equipment list to their engineers, and they've come up with calculations that show that in 2 years, if we implement these two systems, that the simple payback is 2.2 years on these two projects. And that's at Baker Heights and Park Ridge. It's two separate proposals that you have in front of you. And so that is a real simple payback. That ignores the benefits of not having your maintenance staff, being reactive, not having a bad hot classroom that your teachers are having to fight through, and, you know, uncomfortable kids, uncomfortable teachers, and then having to deal with, you know, other repercussions from that.
That's just the payback through utilities costs. Correct.
That's, you know, simple dollars and cents, black and white. For what you guys would be paying for us to upgrade this, you count in the incentives, which we would treat as a rebate. So that's roughly $25,000 per school that Entergy has set aside for us to do these projects if we complete them by December 31st of this year. And we would give that as a direct rebate off of the purchase price of the projects. So that money would come, basically would never leave your pocket. As a trade ally of the program, we could do that. So we would front you that, and we would receive the rebate from Entergy. And you can see there is a little larger project that we did at Grambling as that case study.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of this, the energy so it's based on the energy savings, and this is only electric savings. This is not factoring any gas savings that you're going to see from this or any water savings that you're going to see from this. This is calculations from the electric energy usage that's going to go down on your bill at these two sites if you abide by the schedules that we've proposed. And so when the school shuts down in the evenings, you know, typical evening, Monday night, you're going to be able to raise the set points. And so you can maybe raise it to 80 degrees in the space, and it's still going to dehumidify at night and run so you don't come back to have mildew on your walls and papers all folded up, but it's going to control, and it's not going to be occupant comfortable. So we're not in here, it doesn't need to be that cold. And so it's going to relax at night, and that's what the majority of these savings are coming.
So really what we're looking at, and, you know, is there a time frame on this, Dylan, that the board would need to decide how long is this proposal good for?
It's good for another 30 days or so. We don't want to wait. The funds are limited. And it the program is a year-to-year thing, so it starts on January 1st. It's over on December 31st. So we would need to complete the project by December 31st. So we do need to move, you know, expeditiously on this, decide if we're going to do it this year. There is a possibility that the program gets extended to next year. There's also a possibility that the program changes completely next year and goes statewide, which Entergy would be a part of as well. So, yes, this is time sensitive. It is a good deal when you're looking at that payback for a building automation system for those two schools. I know one of the schools is potentially going to be, you know, on a chopping block. And so if y'all continue to operate at that school.
So another question. So the gross project cost is $83,750, correct? the incentive that energy would kick in is $28,820. So the cost to us would be the $54,929. That's after the energy rebate.
Correct.
So in two years, that would cover the cost of the upgrades. And then after the 2.2 years, that would be a savings to the district, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So I'm looking at total responsibility for the City of Baker School District, 61. How does that? That's not the figure that Mr. Strode just quoted. So that's what
right.
That's,
well, there's two proposals in there. One's for each school. So the total combined would be about 50 grand from Entergy.
One is 54 and one is 61.
Correct. And those were our first two targets we were directed at. We understand that Baker High has been upgraded recently, new buildings, but there are some older buildings there that we'll be looking into later. These were the first two targets.
And when would you seek the funds for the project?
We would defer to you on the remainder of the funds to come. With the Entergy funds, those are reserved for you right now. In hopes that we're going to go forward with the project. If we relinquish those funds, there's no harm done. There's no contract with Entergy currently to go forward with the project or us for that matter. So they reserved it in case we're going to go forward with these projects.
So would April 1st still be soon enough to make a decision on this project?
Yes, okay. I do think that would be plenty.
So I think I might recommend that, maybe we sit down with Sydney and kind of take a look at the numbers on this and see if financially, if it's something that we want to pursue, and then we'll bring it back to the board April 1st. Yes? Will that work?
Yeah.
Does that work for the board?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But go ahead and ask your questions while Dylan's here in case you have any confusion or other questions.
I do have a question. Bear with me as I try to formulate this question. Park Ridge Academic Magnet School is a rather old school. What is the sustainability of what you're offering to us in connection with this older school?
Yes, ma'am. So the new building automation system is going to last 15 to 20 years, typically. We have a non-proprietary system that we rep. It's called Distech Controls. You may have heard of Train or Johnson Controls.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more proprietary, so you're kind of stuck with them if you go with them. So being, saying all that, we do service some of your mechanical equipment currently with our air conditioning group. We're talking about controls, which gives your maintenance staff monitoring ability. They can say come in the morning and they can see the temperatures throughout the school. And so they can see where you might have issues. They can input schedules for after hours events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to extend your equipment life. So that air conditioner that's not running all night long anymore, it's going to last you longer. There's a lot of, hard-to-figure numbers in this calculation, but that simple payback is really simple, and it's pretty solid.
And what type of warranty comes with that?
So 12 months is on all the equipment that we would install, the install. Anything that goes wrong during that, we're going to come out and check it and fix it, and you get 18 months on the software license. Because this is a web-based application that they're going to be able to pull up on their laptops and or even their phones. Yes, this is the control of that whole entire schools.
Yep.
So all the air conditioning.
5903 and 5905 Groom Road.
And I have one other question. If you have mechanical issues or problems, what about servicing it and the price of the service?
So the mechanical, we do that for you all as well, and these are separate contracts because they'll be concerned with upgrading air conditioning equipment and maintaining it, how you do a yearly maintenance and things like that. So building automation is actually, it's a monitor. It tells you what the system's doing. It tells you how many hours things run and things like that. But as far as the physical equipment, that is a separate issue. So if things are broken or things actually break that are outside of that scope, that would be something
outside of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Outside the warranty scope of it, you say?
Correct. But that's all mechanical equipment. Yeah, it's two different you know, avenues, really.
We wouldn't be installing new equipment, so there wouldn't be any warranty on equipment if we were buying.
Yeah, there would just be some small electronic equipment that we're going to be installing throughout, one for each large air conditioning system. Yeah.
So you don't remove anything?
We would remove your old controls. That's it.
Just the controls.
No,
okay.
No vent.
Okay. Mr. Craig's here. Do you want to talk about how you have to adjust that system over there right now? You have to go over there and do it by hand, don't you?
So that's when we get other companies, I've noticed, to come in to work on it, because STAR don't. You have to get a contractor to come in. Yeah.
With the high school, we know if there's an issue or something's down before students and staff walk in the building. It's not that way at Baker. At 5903 and 5905, we pretty much have to wait to get a call from somebody at the school saying it's either hot or cold or something's not working.
May I get a motion to table agenda item number 3, the consideration and approval of an energy savings project in conjunction with Energy and Corporate Solutions until next meeting, April 1st, 2025.
I would like to make a motion to table the consideration and the approval of Energy Savings Project in conjunction with Entergy and Corporate Solutions.
I second it.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Perkins for approval, to table consideration and approval of Energy Savings Project in conjunction with Energy and Corporate Solutions until April 1st, 2025. May I get a vote? Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. The motion for the consideration.
Thank you, Dylan.
Number 4, consideration and approval of contract with OSPAS, ABA Services, to conduct FBAs and create compliant BIP for students receiving behavioral support.
I'm sure there's probably questions, aside from Ms. Joseph, who knows what these are. There's probably questions on what these are, so I'm going to let Ms. Bernie explain to you what this is.
Good evening, everyone. As some of you may know, and some not, we, as part of our special education continuum of services, we have to, in order for students with special education diagnosis that have some behavior components, they have to have what is called a functional behavior assessment done, which means someone must come in and observe their behavior for trends in their behavior, antecedents, different things that may cause triggers and things of that nature for them to be able to create a functional behavior intervention plan. Although the basic technique of this is somewhat a part of the regular teacher function, but the more clinical side of it is not a teacher function in a sense. And for us to be in total compliance by LDOE and to avoid any types of serious litigations in regards to the services that are being provided for those students, we've partnered with OSPAS to help us do those functional behavior assessments and create those behavior intervention plans, which will be done by an actual clinician who specializes in that type of behavior work. That component is seriously missing in our as it relates to servicing students with behavior needs. And so, hence the contract that you have. Mm-hmm. Questions?
How often are the children assessed?
As recommended. So say, for instance, they get in some type of trouble, mm-hmm. and then they have a behavior component to it. It's twofold. Some come to us with one, and if they don't come to us with one, and they end up being expelled or going up for expulsion or have disciplinary actions, it has been recommended that they have an FBA. So right now, I probably have about 4 or 5 that need to be conducted at this time, because it has been recommended out of some consequences for negative behavior.
I have a question.
I do too,
yes. Yes, ma'am.
Under your services, the services provided, if this contract is approved, and number 4 says paraprofessional training. What does that mean?
So when you ask when you put out there that you need a paraprofessional that's child specific, a lot of us say, okay, we need a para. But when you have a child-specific paraprofessional, there's more that goes into working with a one-to-one student. That individual may have to change diapers, administer medication, may have to do restraints. And your average paraprofessional that signs up to just be a paraprofessional that is academic-focused does not have that training. So for us to ensure that the individual that is paired with someone's child is trained thoroughly, we need to ensure that they are properly trained and not just, oh, I want to be a child-specific para. That is where we get into the weeds of they didn't get their medication on time. They didn't go to the restroom. They weren't changed properly. So those things require specific training that we need to ensure that they have.
Now, are the companies that were approving this contract, are they here, the people who you're speaking of?
Yes.
Okay. And the price on this contract just says contract. That's no.
Not to exceed $10,000.
And what is that, a year, a month?
That is just for the remainder of this school year. As it stands for next school year, we will have to definitely budget that for the entire school year. What does that look like? But this is just so that we can be in compliance for the remainder of the school year and have the FBAs conducted that we need to conduct for the remainder of the year.
And that's just this 2 months, though, right? That's April, May, $10,000?
Yeah. This would come back to you for next year's budget. So it would be part of next year's budget, but this is to finish out this year.
$10,000 to finish out this year for 2 months?
Till June 1st.
June 1st. That's
school
not even
is
whole
not
month.
In May.
That's what it says. February 13th, 2025 through June 1st, 2025, right?
So when you consider that, let's just say one child has to be observed extensively for 15 days.
Okay, let me ask you, one child for 15 days. What have we been doing for the last 15 and 20, 30 days? Have they been having someone to do this?
No, ma'am.
So we've been going all school year without what you're saying, we need it.
Absolutely.
Is this part of the recommendation from the state?
Yes, yes, it is. This is one of those areas.
Yeah, if we don't do this, it would probably come back in the form of a corrective action plan for next year from the state.
And who came up? I mean, with the company, it was one person interviewed for this contract. Or y'all had 2 or 3 people, or how this worked with the individual?
A lot of the ABAs already have a standing contract with the state. I'm not sure the exact law or number, but it was recently passed that ABAs can come into the school system and pair with students. when parents use Medicaid, Medicare to go out and hire those individuals, so they all have standing contracts with the state as it stands now. We just want to utilize them to train our individuals specifically for, that will work with us directly.
Is this in the budget?
Mm-hmm. What services are is this paid through? I mean, account. Okay.
So do you mind if I tell them how I recoup funds as well? So since I've been here, May of last year, our reimbursements for Medicaid will be anywhere between for services.
Right. Okay. Cut it off next month.
Yeah. So you're saying that these services will be recouped?
I know.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, as it stands for Medicaid, a lot of the services that we render to students through special education can be recouped through Medicaid funding. So I ensure that all of our individuals that receive services, that our service personnel actually enters the information directly into the Medicaid portal. So that kind of cuts the, you know, third party where they would enter it with us, and then we had to go back and see if they entered in Medicaid so we can actually pull documentation straight from Medicaid. And so therefore, those funds come back to the district to support special education.
Let me ask you another question. You said that this is BSEE mandated or required?
No, we have a corrective action plan from the state, from LDOE.
Okay.
When they did a audit. I think that was around February or so. Last year. And when I came in May, I've been working on all of those documentations as it relates to what do we have to do to ensure that we're in compliance. And there were about 10 areas or things that we had to do. And so we probably have only about 2 areas left now. They will return on the 19th. To have a parent meeting the night of the 19th, and to review folders for special education students to ensure that everything that they came and said needed to be done has been corrected, or give us further directions on the things that we may need to do.
The district has been out of compliance with several areas in regard to special education, goodness, since before I came. So that was one of my main reasons for hiring Ms. Burney, was to actually, with her background in special education, was to actually work with the state on getting into compliance.
Great. I understand that. I see the contract term is from February 13th. Why do we have to retro this?
Well, that was initially when we were trying to come to the board. So it will start from the time that you all make it.
Can we put those terms in this contract instead of February 13th?
Yes.
Definitely. Would that eliminate some of the cost?
Yes. We have not contracted or done any work with them.
Yeah, okay. There hasn't been any cost because we don't have
Well, I see a $10,000 here, not to exceed $10,000. Mm-hmm. So would that eliminate some of the cost if we
I can't say that because I don't know students. Yeah, students' needs.
I'm guessing that this is probably based on how many students they think they're going to need to serve.
I understand. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
All righty.
Are there any comments from anyone? Ms. Joseph? May I get a motion for approval of contract with Auspice ABA Services?
I motion, since they say we have to have this and we've been out of
compliance.
Yes, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up too. Compliance with it. So we have 2 months left in this year. I give a motion. Now I got to find it because I went on another page, okay? Okay, I give a motion and approval for the ABA services to conduct FBA and create compliance BIP for the students receiving behavior support.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Prophet and a second from Ms. Burgess for approval of contract with Auspice ABA Services to conduct FBAs and create compliant BIP for students receiving behavioral support. The board will now vote. Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph? And Ms. Butler?
Yes.
The motion carries for the approval of contract with Auspice ABA Services. Consideration and approval of 2025-2026 academic calendar.
So it's that time of year. Again, the calendar committee has met and are presenting to the board the calendar recommendation for 2025-2026, and it's in your board packet.
Do I have any comments from any other board members?
Mr. Stroder, we didn't have to go extra day. Well, no, forget it. That's not my question. I got the answer. I answered myself. I was just wondering because of the snow days.
We've already made those. We've made that up already.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Anyone else? May I get a motion for approval of the 2025-2026 academic calendar?
I'm not even on that page yet. Okay, let's go with it. I give a motion and approval for the contract approval for the 25-26 academic calendar year.
I second.
I have a motion from Ms. Prophet and a second from Ms. Joseph for approval of 2025-2026. Academic calendar. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler?
Yes.
The motion carries for approval of the 2025-2026 academic calendar. Number six, consideration and approval of a contract with Everett Parker to provide student data and EdLink reporting. Mr. Stroder.
Yes, so this is a piece that is kind of a combination of Dr. Smothers, Mr. Arrowsmith, and myself. But with Dr. Smothers leaving, that was a major part of what she's doing. So basically what happens is we enter all of our data into JCampus, which is our student information system. And then we pull reports from JCampus and upload those to EdLink, which is the state reporting system. That determines our MFP funding for the district. So there's a lot of work that goes into making sure that our data is correct and accurate preceding those count dates in October and February. So with the loss of Dr. Smothers, we're recommending that we contract with Mr. Parker, whose job this was for a number of years in the City of Baker school system. He retired 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Correct. I think maybe 2 years ago. I was assigned his role at that time before I was superintendent. So I had picked it up, and Dr. Smothers had picked pieces of it up. But with that loss, it's important to make sure that our data is accurate for the EdLink system. And so we're recommending this contract with Mr. Parker to make sure that data is accurate and reported correctly.
Are there any comments from any other board members?
I have no problem with Mr. Parker. My question is, and you kind of answered it, I guess, because you said this is a part of somebody else's job that's no longer with us.
That's correct. It was Dr. Smothers, and she's not with us.
JCampus and all of those people come in and train everybody, put your data in, and I guess you said you want it accurate. So
Yes, so not everybody has access to the EdLink system. So the EdLink side is that state side that our data is uploaded to. So that piece is limited to certain individuals in the district, and that's myself, mostly myself, Dr. Smothers, and we added Mr. Arrowsmith. We don't want too many people involved in that piece of the system just because there has to be some work done within J Campus to make sure that those errors are resolved.
Okay, so that's you, Mr. Arrowsmith, and now
Mr. Parker.
Mr. Parker. And his contract is how long?
Probably be just to finish this year. Is that correct, Ms. Stewart, to finish out the year?
Because it has 2026 on.
So that one, so this contract would go through 2026, and I think it's not to exceed $1,500 per month, which is a lot less than what we would pay an individual.
Does anyone else have anything to say, any board members? May I have a motion for approval of a contract with Everett Parker?
I motion in consideration and approval for the contract of Eric Parker to provide student data and the EdLink reporting.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Proffitt and a second by Ms. Burgess for approval of contract with Everett Parker. The board will now vote. Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Approval of a contract with Everett Parker to provide student data and EdLink reporting. Before I go to number 7 for consideration and approval of a closure date of Baker Heights and Baker Middle School, I would like to introduce no other than Mr. Preston Castile is here in the audience with us. I'm sure everyone noticed when he came in the room anyway. You're so welcome. Consideration and approval of a closure date of Baker Heights and Baker Middle School and related action for notification to Bessie. Brandon?
With respect to this item, this piggybacks on the board's decision last month with respect to the closure of Baker Heights and Baker Middle. We need to establish an actual official closure date so that way we can report back to Department of Education and Bessie. And the proposed closure date is May 23rd, which will be the last day of school. The way that the board framed the motion at the last meeting is that these schools would not be open for the 25-26 school term. But we did not exactly say when they were going to be closed. So this establishes the closure date and also the effective date of the site.
Okay, let's get on that because I know some questions to be asked on this. I know the date the schools were considering, we are talking about. Could you explain what schools we're talking about? Not the ones on Groom Road that's open. We're speaking of the ones that's.
So, couple.
On
couple
Hardin?
Yes, we're talking about the official closure of Baker Heights and Baker Middle as they exist today. Those are site schools with site codes that we are closing on May 23rd. At the same time, we're also assigning those site codes to the campuses that had previously housed those schools, which is on Harding Boulevard and South Magnolia. So those site codes are assigned to those locations. And then the Park Ridge academic site code extends across two other buildings now at Groom Road because that campus will need to expand to absorb the kids that are currently at Baker Middle and Baker Heights. So you need more space to create space for those kids to attend Park Ridge academic magnet. We're using the two sites on Groom to facilitate that increase in enrollment to Park Ridge Academic Magnet. So that way, none of the students actually have to move around. Right? They all stay where they are.
They'll stay where they are.
Right. And, well, obviously, there may be some additional logistical reconfiguration that Mr. Stroder may do when we operate a larger K-12 campus. So with respect to that, but that location will be Park Ridge Academic Magnet, and then the locations of Baker Middle and Baker Heights will be on Harding and South Magnolia, respectively.
Yes, I just wanted to kind of make it clear so people can understand, because a lot of people is confused. And although y'all had a community meeting, I just wanted them to see what schools you were speaking of.
What date are you proposing to close those schools?
These schools would be effectively closed as of May 23rd, which will be the last day of school.
Okay. My other question is, the Louisiana Department of Education proposed for them to be closed May the 27th.
I don't think they proposed for anything to be closed May 27th. When I looked at their agenda, they proposed to take over.
Right.
Two schools.
To take it over.
Right, but they didn't propose to close anything.
Okay. Do you have any documentation? Because we had already been told to cease and desist from closing or doing anything at the last meeting we had.
When you refer to documentation?
Last month in February.
Do I have any documentation
yes.
from BSEE or DOE?
Yes.
No, ma'am. They have not actually provided any documentation and or response to the multiple phone calls and emails that have been sent by Mr. Stroder to them. I mean, they acknowledge that we've made phone calls, and they haven't provided anything substantive to us. I mean, they sent a letter saying to cease and desist your operations as a school board, but I don't believe that they're actually within their capacity.
Just my understanding that you don't, when they say cease and desist, that you don't do anything dealing with the...
I would actually like to clarify this. The letter that Bessie sent to us said, do not make any decisions before they reviewed the action plan that we submitted. They did actually review the action plan before the board took any vote back in February.
Not aware of Bessie being able to tell a statutory and constitutionally created body to not operate. So, I mean, if you think that you're operating in violation of state law, that's one thing. If you think you're operating in violation of BSEE, that's a different thing.
So are we operating in violation?
Of state law? No, ma'am. You've called a public meeting. Your job here is to manage the schools that are under your direction and authority.
Even if we're given a letter from LDOE says, I'm asking a question.
Sure.
I want to be within the guidelines.
You very much are, because BSEE doesn't operate the Baker City school system. BSEE operates the State Department of Education, which provides some measure of oversight and regulation to how the schools are to manage education, i.e. corrective action plans for pupil appraisal to make sure that we have the right ABA therapist on staff to handle behavior analysis plans. They review your processes.
And also what she was speaking of about the 27th, where they're saying they would take over the two schools on the 27th.
Sure.
They are talking in reference of the two schools that we have open or the campuses that we are closing.
Well, if when BSEE acts on to take over something on the 27th, if there's nothing open to take over, I'm not sure what they're taking over. So you guys have already moved to close the schools. What we have not done is actually established the closure date. We had identified that the schools would be closed for the 25-26 school term, but we didn't state the date that they would actually
so
be
So now
closed.
We're stating May 23rd.
Right. They'll be closed May 23rd.
I did.
Brandon.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
We have a Ms. Guy wanted to say something.
No, I
well, you can
make...
stand up and ask the question, Ms. Guy. Okay, well, hey, fine.
Here, I got you.
Well, you... yeah.
need someone to explain to me about the article in the paper today. I went to go try to look at the article, and it only allowed me to see so much and didn't want me to pay a dollar. About something's going on with Bessie on next Tuesday. Can somebody explain that to me?
That's when we're on.
Well, that was an advocate. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know.
We're on their agenda for next Tuesday.
If I have your email, I can email you the article so you can read it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because what Ms. Prophet said is correct. The public never get it all.
We don't.
It's over there behind the glass, and we get it last. So if we got it, we'll know what's going on. Because I'm trying to keep my daughter from moving my grandbabies away from Baker. But she promised me she's moving them next year. They won't be here. And Zachariah and Alana, mm-hmm. Zachariah is on the principal list. They'll tell you. And Alana, she's AB. But that's from the Park Ridge side.
Yeah.
And that's Ben. And I'm not saying no teachers because Zachariah started on Baker Heights. But I feel like the board need to give it to the public and let us know what's going on. And we don't have to come in here asking all these questions. Because you give it to us, and we see it, we know what's going on. We don't have to ask all
those
questions.
I understand, Ms. Guy, because, like I said, it's been a long day for me because I found out the same time you found out.
Okay. And the next thing, Madam President, I want y'all to upgrade your policy about them 2 minutes because y'all policy say 5 minutes. Now, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Ms. Corley.
Thank you, Board President Butler and Board. And thank you, Mr. DeCuyo, for your brief explanation. From my understanding, the way the RSD normally occurs is it's not that they close the sites and then you move the kids to another location. Normally, it's they close your school and they take it over. It goes up under the Recovery School District along with those students. Those students actually have the option by the families to actually stay at attending at that school or go to a different school in a different school district or other schools that are within that school district. Second, according to the article, there is a Bessie Board meeting on the 11th where this item will be discussed in further detail by our governing authority, which is the Board of Elementary Secondary Education that governs Louisiana Department of Education, which actually governs all of our school districts and charter schools in our state. I think that it is prudent of us to make sure that we provide all of the families in this particular school system accurate and very much insightful information. We should not tell people the wrong information, nor should we act like we don't know that a cease and desist order means that you are supposed to stop. You're not supposed to continue to proceed. So I hope and pray that y'all do have great legal representation that actually can make sure that each and every last one of you who are under ethics are not violating the law. Yes, Louisiana does have state laws, but we also have federal laws that sometimes supersede our state laws. If you should have any questions, comments, or concerns, I am always here, open like a book, to give you an explanation. Thank you so much, Madam President.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Wait a minute, he's gonna bring you a mic, Mr. McCounsel.
These letters cease and cease and desist. And I respect that. But Mr. Stoder, did you get a letter of cease and desist?
We did. We did receive a letter from Bessie, yes.
And you contacted legal services?
That's correct.
Show you, we were on solid ground.
That's correct.
The ground is not honoring that letter.
That's correct.
Okay. So we good on that, right, Council? So I just wish that we would be more together on what we give to the public, not have all these different explanations come up before, because it's confusing. I'm kind of wondering, where are we going? Are we on solid ground with the board, council?
Mr. McCastle, there was such letters, but we have legal authority that have advised us as a board. Not one board member takes it upon themselves to make their own decision. We are guided by our legal authority. As it relates to what is going on, we've had letters sent home to parents about this very situation. We've had a community forum, and we've had robocalls. Our parents are very much aware of what this board, the action that this board has taken. So no one is in the dark. If you have questions, of course, please feel free to ask your questions. But everything that has been done in the light. There is a thing called cease and desist. But that cease and desist was a recommendation given to all of us as board members. But according to our legal authority, this board has the authority, local authority, over the city of Baker school system. So we're not leading you in a wrong direction. We don't know what the future holds. None of us knows that. But as of right now, these are the decisions that we have made, and we're trying our very best to make the best decisions for the children in the city of Baker. And as I've said, we have made open comments. We had a very successful community meeting about 2 weeks ago. Things went out on a robocall. We sent letters home with our children about these very issues. So everything you know, we know. Everything that we know, you know.
And Mr. McCastle, anyone can tell you to cease and desist. I could tell you to cease and desist from coming to this board meeting. It doesn't mean that I have the legal authority to tell you to cease and desist.
Also, Mr. McCastle, everybody in the community, you will hear this, you will hear that, you will hear this. I mean, all of us. I hear something every day. I'm just letting it work out, listening to the attorney that we have, reading. I read what they sent us as well. But, I mean, I have no comments. People talking negative. It's going to be what it be. And we just have to, like they say, play it by ear, just keep going, keep moving forward. But I really want to see Baker succeed. All of us got a letter. So, no, don't say. Everybody on here got a letter.
Yeah.
We got email.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that too, but you can't make people be together when you're not together. All you can do is try. Because you're going to hear negative here, you're going to hear negative there. So,
2 minutes.
Go ahead. All right.
We all have a right to vote, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. It is my understanding that the LDOE supersedes this board. Mr. DeQueer said it doesn't. So that's where the That's the discrepancy here. I have a letter in my possession tonight that says cease and desist, and I shared that at the last meeting. That's my understanding. That's why I asked Mr. DeQueer, do we have a right to vote against what the letter says? And he said yes. That's our attorney. So you're saying, and everybody else, oh, well, we should be on one accord. Not if I understand it another way. When I ask questions, I'm asking questions for clarity so I can make the best decision possible. I'm not against the board being together. We should all be able to vote together. But if I understand it to be another way, and I was admonished because I tried to go and find out for myself, was it wrong? But I only do that when I don't understand and I can't get clarity here in the board. I have not. I got guidance here.
Okay, Brenda.
I'd just like to say real quick, I have a letter that I sent to Bessie today. That letter is available for public consumption, so if anyone wants that letter, all I got to do is let me know.
And also, I have a question, too. Brandon is our legal attorney over this board. He would be held responsible as well if we're not doing what we're supposed to do. So I'm listening to my legal attorney. I understand what this paper says, but I understand what he says, too, for it's the law. And some people are going to say, no, it's not right. Everybody don't know the law. They assume they do, but they don't. Some people in here now, they wish we will fail. But if Baker failed, one thing about it, God knows best. It was already in plan. However God asked this to work out, that's the way it's going to work out. So, Brandon, you can go ahead and say what you have to say. We can finish our meeting.
No problem. For clarity, and just like as Ms. Joseph indicated at the last board meeting, I'll read it again such that the public can hear it. This is Louisiana state law, right? When the legislature enacts a law, sometimes it applies to you, sometimes it applies to a general concept or a general area, sort of like you shall not kill, right? Applies to everybody. And in this instance, this is the general powers of local public school boards. This is the law that the legislature created. It says each local public school board shall serve in a policy-making capacity that is in the best interest of all students enrolled in schools under the board's jurisdiction. You have four schools under your jurisdiction. They are making a decision that is in the best interest of those students under its jurisdiction. The second part of the statute also reads, each local public school board shall determine the number of schools to be open. If the board chooses to open just Baker High School and Park Ridge Academic Magnet as a completed K-12 site for its elementary and middle school education, that's within the scope of the statute, which is the authority granted by the legislature who passes the laws that Bessie and DOE must also follow, right? So if we're questioning something, then either the legislature got it wrong or Bessie got it. I'm not sure which one got it wrong, but what I do know is the law directs this board to make interest or best decisions in the best interest of the students, and it also grants this board the authority to open and determine the number of schools to be open. And that's what the action of this board has been.
My only question tonight, Mr. DeQueer, is this. Why are we voting tonight on a date? This should have, if we were closing schools, this should have been done already. And Mr. Stroder's right, he sent a letter out today, an extensive letter. We received it today. In the meeting, they have us on the agenda for next week. This should have been done. So my thing tonight is this, why are we voting on a date to close the schools tonight? It should have been done already. Because it looks like we are trying to do something before they I mean, that's what it seems.
And we are.
I would actually, I would say that it probably looks more like Bessie has decided to actually do that, not us. We voted to close the schools. That shell game is not being played on our side.
Okay, so why are we voting on a date tonight?
Well, so to be clear,
because they said that, go ahead.
To be 100% transparent as you want, and make sure that there isn't anything not. If you said the school should have been closed long time ago,
if we were going to close them,
if you recall, I don't know what your perspective of a long time ago is, but if you recall, a long time ago, back in August, RSD started meeting with Mr. Schroeder to figuring out what we could do for Baker Middle and Baker Heights. We were asked to submit plans. Mr. Schroeder submitted plans all through the fall, maintained direct and open communication that was never responded with any context or quality to Mr. Schroeder's plans or questions. It just simply said we're reviewing. And then from there, we get to December. We still have nothing. And if I recall correctly, the board had some work sessions in January and February and became very anxious as to, well, what is RSD doing? And we kept saying, we kept calling, and they kept saying, okay, we got your phone call, but we'll call you back later, or we don't know. We're still under review. So what we did know was that we had to have something done by the start of the 25 school year, the fall 25 school term. So at the last board meeting, we went ahead and closed the schools. We closed them starting for the 25 school term. But in order to say when they actually closed, we need a fixed date. So we are asking today that we go ahead and establish the fixed date, even though the schools will be closed for the 25-26 school term, because it's your decision as this board, as a voting board, to determine the number of schools to be open.
I can tell you that we would not have opened the schools July 1st and then closed the schools again. That was not the intent of the action that the board took.
Right. So for your consideration is the motion to set the closure date and site code dates as May 23rd, 2025. If the board would entertain a motion for that, that would be great.
May 23rd, May 25.
It's May 23rd, 2025 is the closure and site codes. I have nothing, unless y'all have another question for me.
Okay, thank you. May I get a motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Understand. We've been doing that for years since, well, you could say a year and a half or an interim. We've been trying to do that for the longest, Mr. McCaskill, but we have to move forward. Thank you. May I get a motion to establish closure dates and site code locations on May 23rd, 2025 for Baker Heights and Baker Middle Schools?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion for the closure date for Baker Heights and Baker Middle School and related action for a notification to Bessie. The closure date and the site codes for May 23rd, 2025.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet for the approval of a closure date for Baker Heights and Baker Middle Schools for May 2023-2025. The board will now vote. Ms. Joseph?
No.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Proctor?
Yes.
Ms. Perkins?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for approval of closure dates of Baker Heights and Baker Middle School, May 23rd, 2025. We have some information items. Superintendent's report on personnel.
Yep, you have my personnel report. There, I don't think there's much movement on it, but if you have any questions about that, you can ask me in private.
Announcements. Date of next meeting, April 2nd, 2025. April 1st, 2025 at 6 p.m. We're now adjourned.
Need a motion?
Oh, I am so sorry. I apologize, everyone. We have to take a motion.
Turn your mic on.
Apologize, everyone. Ms. Guy, Mr. Charles, I apologize.
No,
I got ahead of myself, as usual. We have to I have to have a meeting to adjourn. A motion.
She just made a mistake, that's all.
Madam
it wasn't
President.
That she had to have a meeting, she could make a mistake. I'm talking to the public, not just you. I'm looking your way.
Anyway,
Madam President, I would like to make
please
during this meeting.
May I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Proffitt to adjourn. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.